Good evening and welcome to this meeting for the Library Board and the Library Foundation Board and the City Council to discuss the future of the library here in Astoria. Tuesday, May 30th. Roll call. You just came in, so you got caught. Chief Johnston.
Counselor Nemlowell.
Here.
Counselor Price.
Here.
Counselor Bronson.
Here.
Counselor Jones.
Here.
Mayor O'Hair.
Here, thank you. Any changes to the agenda?
Yes, we have one change. We have an additional item which is being added, which is consideration of utility easements for the new Moe's Restaurant, which is coming to town. And it's proposed that that be added to the end of the agenda.
Thank you. Okay. All agenda items are open for public comment following deliberation by the City Council. Rather than asking for public comment after each agenda item, I would ask that the audience members raise their hands if you have a comment and want to speak on an item. You'll be recognized, and in order to respect everyone's time, comments will be limited to 3 minutes. So, appreciate that. All right, the first item is the Library Foundation Library Remodel.
So I'm going to turn this item over to our Library Director, Jimmy Pearson, and so we can get the presentation running.
And I wasn't nervous until about 3 minutes ago. I would like to say thank you to all of you for attending. It is an issue that's near and dear to my heart. I would be wrong if I did not begin by thanking my staff. If you would, please stand. The Daily Astorian a few months ago said that the library is the heart of the community. If the library is the heart of the community, the soul of the library is the staff, and that is well deserved. You make my job easier each and every day. I'd also like to thank my foundation, the Friends of the Library, and our library board, members of all that are here present. If you would, if you feel comfortable standing and introducing yourself and saying who you are and what you're part of.
I am Willis Van Dusen, and I am the president of the Library Foundation Board.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Ruda, and I'm the Vice President of the Library Foundation Board.
I'm Pat Thomas, and I'm on the Friends.
Cheryl Johnson, part of the Library Foundation Board.
I'm David Ozer, I'm the Treasurer of the Foundation Board, and I'm also on the Library Foundation Board.
Patsy Ozer, I'm on the Library Foundation
Board. Lynette Teal Smith, I'm the President of the Friends.
Steve Edmonds, Vice President of the Astor Library Friends Association.
And me, I'm Kate. I'm the Chair of the Library Advisory Board, and I'm also a member of the Foundation Board.
Thank you. I'd also, you've seen me present to you on one separate occasion, and I like to begin with either a quote or stories. Tonight I have a story that ties into what we're here to discuss. We're here to discuss moving forward with the library renovation. Miss Juanita Price did not know that I was going to tell this story. She is a veteran of the Marine Corps, and she was also hired to work as a consultant with the library consultant that designed the current Astor Public Library.
I wasn't the consultant, I was the secretary.
She was the secretary to the consultant. And still comes and walks through the doors of the library. Thank you so much, ma'am. Last and finally of the thank yous, Mr. Mac Burns and Mr. Jeff Smith, you have brought us to where we're at and brought me to understand the basement and what it contains. Madam Mayor, City Councilors, City Manager, before you, I asked you several times or several weeks ago what you like to read. Before you is the answer that I came up with as your librarian for what may fit into the genres that you enjoy.
You did a good job.
Is that it? Our city attorney is covering some of yours. These represent some of the things that make the Astor Public Library unique. It is my honor to serve as your 14th city librarian. The Astor Public Library, we're here tonight to honor the past, to celebrate our present, and to anticipate our future. Let me go back, I'm already starting. The Astor Public Library, the library itself was incorporated February 6, 1892. We know that without a shadow of a doubt because we have the Articles of Incorporation as part of the Historiana collection. And let me back up because the public's going to, you're going to appreciate some of the things we have tonight as well. We have item number 41 that was added to the collection June 1, 1892. Esther or Elizabeth Custer's Boots and Saddles. This will be going around. I'll ask that you open it. You don't have to be very gentle, but be careful with it. This is part of your library. We have a Boys and Girls magazine from 1866. Sitting before you on the table is the first edition, volume one, number one, of the Tri-Weekly Historian. You can pass those around as well. It's the first paper that was published in Astoria. The first library was located in the Kenny Building. It was in a room underneath the Irving Club. You'll see the Kenny Building on the left, and this is what it looks like today. From all I can figure, the Godfather's book, The North Wall, is probably somewhere in there. It took its journey, it lasted less than a year, it moved over in 1893 to the Brown Page Building, to a room there. It outgrew its space within that short period of time. It now is Olaf's Good Bowl. From there, it moved to the new City Hall in 1905, which is now the Historical Society building. Unfortunately, we have no pictures that we have found of that, of the library. Up the second floor stairs, over to the left, right in front of the bar is where the library was located. Moved from there in the 1930s over to the Elks Building. This is a circulation desk here. You now know this as Studio 11. From Studio 11, it moved to the Senior Center. And then from the Senior Center to the location it is now. These are construction photos from the actual building itself. This demonstrates the lean-in construction that we've talked a lot about in some of the discussions about the library. It's from the dedication 50 years ago, October 8th, 1967. So this year in October, we'll celebrate 50 years of service to this community in the building we're located at now. You might recognize the Safeway. I think that's over here somewhere. The raising of the flag for the first time was done with members of the American Legion. You'll see the staff. This is Mr. Burney, Miss Mason. That is Lord Astor, the current Lord Astor. These are some of the pictures from 1967. What's fascinating for me is the chairs in the left-hand corner, you'll see some of those in Kevin Cronin's office. And this is the one in the right-hand corner is the children's area. I am a veteran of the United States Army, and it is my pleasure to serve and honor those that have served. This is Staff Sergeant Everett J. Sullivan. You may have seen the articles in the paper about him. This is he died on Biak Island in World War II. This is his Purple Heart. So these slides represent some of the things that I've been doing currently as your library director. We've talked about the past. This is the present. Our lollipop lights work now, thanks to Public Works. Our basement is becoming more organized, thanks to the Astoria High School kids that came in. We took out 3 loads of items, and it's starting to get to where it needs to be. And they had a great time looking through the collections as well. We now have an automatic door opener. You don't have to sit outside in the rain and wait for someone to let you in. One of the things that I think a lot about as your library director is, as we move forward, what do we have now in the collection? The furniture you see is a Danish designer. The Friends Group, thank you, paid to have it restored. Restored is not the right term. They paid to clean it up, and you can see a little bit of the difference between one side versus the other. And then on the right, what's fascinating about all of those locations, what makes us unique as a library? The items on the right are from the 1892 collection. Vera Galt mentioned them in her 100-year anniversary of the library. They've moved all of those different places we've showed you to reside now in the current building. We've identified 37 items out of the 1892 collection that are here. I've also made staff adjustments. When Patty Skinner retired, we took some of her duties and put them and promoted Ann Odom and brought on Suzanne Harold Myers, our children's librarian. This is the children's area with our theme moving forward. I told a design person I spoke to, where the wild things are is going to be centric, and as we move forward to the library. Along with staff, I've just simply been listening, looking at processes, tackling the elephant that's in the basement, and appreciating being here and part of the history that is Astoria. As we move forward, the city library, these are the funds that we have available. We'll talk a little bit more about those later. I'm going to introduce Ms. Kate Summers, my chairman of the library board. She's going to present the slides for the foundation, and then we'll turn it over to Mr. Willis Van Dusen.
Any history questions for Jimmy? Because that's not my thing.
Actually, you know what? I have to come back.
You know, it is simply nerves. I will take a deep breath in a moment. One of the things that I am attempting to do in the conversations I have as a library director is to tell you as a community and as a council how unique we are and why we are unique and what we have. So I have tonight the oldest item that we have found in the library, actually located by Miss Ann Odom, is the 1728 Bible for Miss Schlusser's family. And afterwards, after the meeting, we'll feel free to have you come up. You can look at it, so we don't spend a lot of time on it now. So you saw a picture of this. The thing that's just fascinating to me and actually caused me to lose sleep at night is the items that, counselors, you've been briefed on this in an email. Your library has contained, for a number of years, Journal Number 1 and Journal Number 2 of the Territorial Court Journals for this territory of Oregon. Starting in 1849, Journal Number 1, and 1853. About 99% sure that they're authentic, and they contain cases that our city attorney studied as a first-year law student.
Fascinating. Madam Chairman.
Well, that worked out. I got off the hook for that part. The reason I'm passionate about the library, besides being a lover of books, that's another conversation, is that when my husband and I came to town after imagining ourselves on the coast for many years, I hung out at the library. We had one car he was interviewing at the county building, and I took my two-year-old over there and was like, wow, what a gem of a little library. So ever since then, I've been happy to serve in different capacities to help the library and make it accessible for children and people without a lot, which is who I'm passionate about, not just history buffs. We're going to go through these quick slides, and then I'm going to throw it over to Willis. The foundation is the nonprofit entity that will be fundraising for our library. We've already started, and I'll go through a bit about it. Here are our members. I'll leave it up for a moment in case you see any friendly faces or names, rather. We've been working together intensively since January, working on fundraising goals, getting things together, increasing public awareness, having discourse, of course, working with the city. And in those ways, there's our mayor. We've coordinated with groups, with the library, obviously. I run the Facebook page for the foundation. I hope all of you will like it. That's the best way right now to get information about the foundation and what we're ramping up to do. Hopefully we'll do some events soon. I have some ideas. We've also done outreach to other philanthropic organizations in the area. I'm heavily researching the Seaside Library Foundation. They just had a great event. Grants. Grants are free money, and I'd like to applaud David and Amy and everybody else that worked on grants. These are ones that we've applied for, two that we have received, and capacity building means things like computers, assistance, just the stuff to get us ready to go, and we are ready to go. Past successes. Mayor Van Dusen at our last meeting brought up a great example, the City of Astoria Aquatic Center, which for a lot of you that have been around in town should be fairly forefront in your mind. They raised $3.5 million, and now we have that amazing building. From what I understand, there's a lot of great coordination with the process between the public and the city, obviously. And then the Maritime Museum. Get this, the original building was designed by the same firm which designed our almost 50-year-old library. That's some small-town magic that I love. Okay. So that's all I had to say on that. If you have questions on finances, if anyone does, we'll throw it over to David at the end. But now I'd like to turn over to the president of our foundation board, Willis Van Dusen, and former mayor.
Good job, by the way.
Thank you.
Jimmy, I'm going to need your help to describe exactly how we got to $3.5 million.
Yes, sir.
Good evening, everybody. Tonight's meeting, and when it concludes, what we're hoping for is a unanimous decision from the Astoria City Council that we should move forward with the renovation of the Astor Public Library in its current location. And then after the City Council does that, we're going to need that from the Library Board and from the Friends, and the Foundation has already voted to do that. That's what we have to have tonight. And the word foundation is the perfect word for our committee. We need to build a foundation on why this project is important. And we need to start locally with the schools. I met today with Craig Hoppus, the superintendent of schools, to talk about starting out a fundraising program in the grade schools. Now, the amount of money that we raise, the amount of dollars, is not as important as getting the ownership of the first graders, the second graders, the third graders, that they know this library is important. And when I was 14 years old, I was in the second grade. But when I was 14 is when we moved the library, and I came down with the school kids, and we moved the library as a serpentine. And I didn't give any money, but I feel real ownership. I'm part of that. I'm part of that thing. And that's, you know, so for 50 years, I've felt part of this library by being a grade school student helping the library. And when we did the major renovation of the Astoria Column, we started with paper columns, replicas of the Astoria Column, to raise pennies. Wasn't the dollar amount, but boy, there are a lot of people that gave pennies, and all of a sudden that's part of their project. And that has carried on, and I like to use the Astoria Riverfront Trolley for an example. That's everybody's trolley. I mean, it's kind of a joke in this town if you say that trolley is the responsibility of this group or that person. It's everybody's trolley. This library has to be everybody's library. And we need a unanimous decision from everyone in this room saying we need to renovate the library. And we need to have the 2017 programs and community center that a library offers. And we have an excellent team member in Jimmy. Jimmy's done a lot already. And bringing that garbage out of the basement and showing us that, I mean, how many times? You want to come see my basement? I go, God, are you kidding me? I mean, last time I was there with Mayor Lemire, I said, no, thank you, I got to go. Well, it's just one thing. So we went down the basement and I had to follow. That's very important. And the court documents you showed our city attorney, Blair Henningsgaard, who's a friend of mine, and he was over at my office talking about it. Just that small communication. Now the library is forefront. And it wasn't a matter of raising money. He thought that was very interesting. I do too. So I keep doing that. There are a lot of people. My daughter, Trudy, is down here for a week, and her neighbor, where she's staying, was talking about the library. I forget her name, but she was the gal down in the basement that had the newspaper about General Hooker from the...
Brooke, is that you?
Yes.
All right. Well, anyway, see, it's a small town, but anyway. But we need everyone on the same page. And if we're not, that's fine. Let's back up. Let's wait to see what we're going to do. The discussion about the Heritage Square, you lost that vote, didn't you?
I did.
All right. But now you're fine with where we are. We're moving on. Okay, that's fine. All those discussion, all that hashing out, all of that disking of the ground was very important. I think now we're at the point where we have to move together. Everyone in this community, slowly, build the foundation of the schools. And well, first of all, the first foundation is tonight. That vote tonight's important. Then the vote of the library board is important. And then we build from there. Then we start with the schools. And when those third graders go home, they sit around the dinner table and they say, look, I got to bring, 85 cents back tomorrow to put in the bank. Then the discussion's there in the home about the column, about the library. That's what we did with the column. And I am very confident we will reach our goal, but only if we do it together. So can you please, and I'm laughing about this, Jimmy had me rehearse like 16 times how we got to $3.5 million, but I didn't read any of those emails. So could you please read one of your emails that you sent to me that went unread?
I'll give you the 5-cent answer.
Okay.
You were part of this community in 2013. They did a library renovation study. That study said that it would take $3.4 million to renovate the library in place where it is now. At 4-6% per year from 2014 moving forward, the $3.5 million goes along with the $1.6 million that the library has, or the city has now, gives you a total of five, which will bring you to the 2019 figure. So for the renovation, hopefully to begin and end and cut ribbon by 2020, the $3.5 the foundations agreed to raise brings us to that figure that was already quoted in the Met study or the library renovation study.
That's the renovation of the current location.
The renovation of the current building.
And to already have, Brett, you got to help me with this one. How much money do we have from the city if the foundation gets the green light and we move ahead? We're at 1.6?
1.6.
That's good. That's really good. That's really good. I mean, that's exceptional. There's so many communities don't start with that head start. And in my opinion, as the president of the foundation, building the foundation, $3.5 million on top of that is doable. And that's the right size for this community to handle if we all do it together. Any questions?
Captain, let's call for the vote and go celebrate.
Captain Jones?
No questions. I just want to say how exciting it is to have, first of all, a crowd of people here. Now, the mayor hasn't opened up a public comment, so there may be one person opposed. I don't know, but it looks like a lot of smiling, happy faces. And having with a crowd of enthusiastic folks and a great new library director and a foundation that's really strong and a library board that's really strong, enthusiastic, and with our former mayor taking the helm of the foundation, I think it's just very exciting, and it's terrific to think about what kind of library we're going to have several years from now.
Thank you. And if everyone in this room that is, actually it doesn't even matter if they're for this project, everybody in the room that knows about this project goes out and talks to two people. I mean, this is a small town. I mean, the excitement will be there. It will be there. It's very important. All right, so that's it for me. Okay.
Thank you.
Why don't you guys vote before you take public comment?
Thank you very much.
Mayor, just real quick, and I don't want to belabor the, you know, the presentation, but just to let you know, in terms of should council tonight move forward in directing staff to move forward in implementing the library remodel project, what we will be doing is looking at starting the request for proposal, request for qualification process to bring on an architecture team that will include services initially of potentially a contractor, a cost estimator, and some technical individuals to look at the things such as the heating system, the water system, the structural system of the building, to be able to let us know what sort of issues, technical issues, do we need to be able to address. And we'll also be looking at having that same firm move into some conceptual design that will start looking at where do some of the different amenities of the library go in the building, and then also include some renderings, which could be used in assisting in the fundraising. You will note that in the slide that Jimmy put up a little bit earlier, we have in this next fiscal year's budget appropriated a little over $150,000 for those services. We hope to not use all of that because we also needed to reserve some money for building improvements or repairs should they be needed while we move forward with this remodel process. So that line item includes the monies to be able to do any roof repairs, any building repairs during this time, but also gives us some funding to be able to start that design process.
Great, thank you. Anyone on the council have anything to say before we let you folks state your preferences?
Okay. I'm really excited and very excited about all of the people who are on the foundation now and the board. And Mr. Pearson has just been an absolute delight as a librarian to my family and me. Thank you so much for your work. And you know, I take my kids to the library, and I grew up here, and I went to the library, and it's exactly the same almost as when I was a kid going to the library. So I really want to support all the efforts, and you all have my backing 110%.
Okay. Anyone from the public wish to speak? Okay, sure. Do you want us to just stand? If you need to come up and give your name and your address. Thank you. Our minutes are taped.
I wasn't planning to speak, but I couldn't resist. I'm Cheryl Johnson, and I'm currently part of the foundation board, and I was the library media specialist at Astoria Public Schools for almost 20 years, and most of that time was in the middle school. And what I just wanted to say from my part as a 40-year resident of Clatsop County and also as a librarian is that the timing on this just could not be more perfect. And Jimmy talked a lot about the history that is housed in that building and the beauty of these old books, but the part that he didn't mention very much, and he didn't know I was going to say this, is how beautifully the current staff is moving forward. And I would send it back to him, except that that's probably not protocol, but for instance, they are reaching out to the children in this community and have a very fun program now where on Wednesday you can come to the public library and read to a dog. This is like awesome. I've been there when the kids are there. And it's a nice way to get reluctant readers to read. They are doing a beautiful reach out to the teens in this community. And having been a middle school librarian and a middle school teacher for most of my life, middle school are sort of the forgotten children and the ones that you hope don't come through your doors. And they are doing fabulous programs. They're putting together programs reaching out to teens, not waiting for them to come in the door. They're putting together teen advisories. So this library needs to be physically updated because you have this fabulous staff that is moving forward, not just housing old things or checking out books to people who are already readers, but very much so moving forward to make future generations of readers.
Well, after working on this project for as many years as I have, I would like to recommend that the City Council move forward on this project and direct staff and the Library Foundation to go forward.
Second.
Thank you.
All those in favor?
Yes.
Aye.
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 I guess if I don't say anything, the ex-mayor will step in, so I better not be too quiet. And I don't have anything to say because I listened to what Bruce said, and everything he said is exactly the way I feel. Being new on the council, I watched the end of the deliberations of the library done last fall, and when it came to this conclusion, as a potential city council person, I felt satisfied that it was a good decision and that it was the best way to go forward. And I'm really excited that we're doing this, and I'm with everybody here that Jimmy has been a great addition so far, and every encounter I have with him has been a positive one. So I just can't wait to see this thing happen. So that's all I have to say.
Thank you all for coming and for all your work.
Mr. Mayor.
Okay, now we have an item B.
Right. This is one item.
Seems like anticlimactic.
Right. We have one agenda item that we wanted to add for the folks in the audience. We have our meetings on the first and third meetings of the month. This is a month that has five Mondays. So we have an additional time between our city council meetings. And we had an item that was holding up a project from moving forward. And there was a request that we add this item to tonight's meeting. And this is for the city council to consider the addition of an easement on property that we own that would be for Pacific Power to be able to install utility lines across our property to be able to serve the new Moe's restaurant, which is coming. Additionally, there is a need to be able to extend a water line, a public water line, towards their property. And that new public water line would extend on land which Moe's owns. And so they're asking that we accept an easement granted by Moe's for this public water line. I'll tell you that this public water line is going to actually fix some issues that have been known by our fire department and our public works department for a number of years, meaning that there is a dead end water line along the waterfront that didn't have a tremendous amount of flows that went to it. This is now going to create a looped system, which is going to provide better water flow along the waterfront, and there will be the addition of a new fire hydrant as well. So there will be definitely some public benefit to the entire waterfront by the addition of this water line. But it's recommended tonight that council approve the easement grant from Newport Pacific Corporation, which is MOES, for the construction and maintenance of the new water line. And it's also recommended that the City Council approve with the condition that the that once the Pacific Power utility lines are installed, that they provide us with a meets and bounds description, that we accept the easement for Pacific Power on a portion of city property. And so there's two easements that are needed. So, and if you're looking on the recommendation section, if the council were to make a motion, I would ask that you have a motion that includes both portions of the agenda item.
So we can have one motion.
One motion, but include both easements.
Okay, any discussion from the council?
Well, Mayor, I don't think that this easement necessarily represents a direct conflict of interest, but I'm not going to vote on this because Moe's is a client of Fort George. So I'm going to stay away from it. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Any other comments from the council? Okay. Anyone want to make a motion?
I move the council approve the easement grant. Extension easement grant from Newport Pacific Corp as discussed by Mr. Estes, and also that the council approve with conditions the easement for Pacific Power to construct and maintain a power service across a portion of city property.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Good. Okay. That's the quickest meeting. Okay, anybody have any new business other than these items that you'd like to discuss? If you do, come on up to the microphone. Okay.
Thank you.
This meeting is...